Is war good or bad for a country's economy? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Clifford F. Thies, professor of economics and finance at Shenandoah University, considers this question.
For many Americans, war is a boon for the economy. During war, there's full employment, factories bustle, and farms are plowed fence to fence. Didn't World War II get us out of the Great Depression? Some of the belief that war is good for the economy is based on the definition of gross domestic product, or GDP. The production of weapons counts positively, but destroying buildings and killing people doesn't count at all. Producing one M1 Abrams tank is valued at $9 million, while a mid-range Massey Ferguson tractor retails for $35,000. But what good is a tank if you want to plow the lower 40? Economists have had mixed results in empirical analysis of the effect of war on the economy. Nevertheless, if you look at the size of the war relative to the size of the countries involved and use a data set that includes almost all the countries of the world observed every 5 years from 1950 to the present, you find that economic freedom promotes economic growth, political turmoil disrupts economic growth, and war retards economic growth. The effect of war on the economy can be seen in the reclassification of countries by the World Bank. Countries downgraded to low income recently have been devastated by war. Countries upgraded from low income, which have adopted economic and political reforms while maintaining political stability and avoiding war.
That was Clifford F. Thies of Shenandoah University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.